There are many challenges an employee with a new baby might face while on maternity or paternity leave. And, of course, even upon returning to work afterwards, I was always worried I'd show up at a meeting with baby puke on my shirt. These are the risks. This happens. So it is important to know your rights. It's important to have a plan so that you can make that transition out of the workplace and then back in as smoothly as possible. Leslie Ann Scorgi joins us now to take us through some parental leave pitfalls and what you should be aware of before you go on leave. Hello there.
Hello.
This is no longer a theoretical topic for you.
No. I am actually having my first baby in 2 months from now, which is wild.
So exciting. I am learning
all about this firsthand and really rolling up my sleeves to understand what parents are entitled to, their rights, how they can protect themselves, and also make sure that there's still some joy in taking a leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That part. Now, women are still the ones who take most of the parental leave post-baby, but that's changing. I did it with our daughter. So we're going to try and be gender neutral and exclusive in our inclusive. We're going to be inclusive in our conversation, even though that I know statistically it still is mostly women. What are some of the key pieces of information that everyone should know before going on parental leave?
Well, actually, to your point on gender neutrality, there is a major effort a couple of years ago by the Canadian government to encourage both genders to participate in the leave. So here's what you need to know. In the first 15 weeks after baby is born, there are EI, employment insurance benefits, that go to the birth mom and the surrogate. But after that period of time, after those 15 weeks, either parent, doesn't matter gender, nothing, can take the remaining parental leave, and that can be for up to a total of 12 months or 18 months. So this is great. There's been some changes. It's in an effort to extend the leave, but also to include both genders in the parenting. And I love that. I think that's great.
Now, the reason we're doing this, aside from I see you on social media and think you look so radiant as a as an expecting parent, but it was because I was talking to this friend and she had received a bill. Her daughter was seven. She had received a bill from her former employee for $25,000. And the reason she received this bill was because she didn't go back to work after her maternity leave. So she knew she was going to have to pay back some money from her leave. She didn't realize she was going to have to pay the back benefits, even though she had never used those benefits because she had coverage from her husband. It seems like the most absurd story to me, but I use that as a segue to talk about what are some pitfalls that people don't think about.
Well, that certainly is one. And I would say I've actually heard a couple of stories of parents not returning to work and then having to pay back the top up and the benefits back to their company. So here's a few things to look out for. If you are planning to return to work, you probably will need your benefits. So it's okay to have them.
Yeah.
However, if you're not planning to return to work, you need to possibly switch over to your spouse's benefit if you have a spouse and cut off your benefits or simply cancel them. So this is just a matter of creating the checklist before you go on leave. The other things that you'll want to be doing before you go on leave is, of course, preparing that checklist. You need to know, what is my maternity or parental leave budget? Now, what I'm talking specifically about is the fact that when you as a parent go on leave, you're entitled to this EI, and it is typically a lot less than what you're bringing home right now. It's only 55% of your average weekly salary, up to $562 per week if you are on a 12-month plan. Or if you're on an 18-month plan, it's only $337 per week. For a lot of people, that's a big shift downward in what they're bringing home. So the onus is on you as a parent, as a household, to prepare financially for that dip in income and to make sure that as you are leaving the workplace, that you have, like, you've created a checklist for yourself that says, okay, do I need my benefits? Yes or no. Could I go on to my spouse's benefits if that's applicable? Yes or no. Have I applied for my parental leave benefits, yes or no? And then the last one is, of course, have I applied for my EI benefits, yes or no? Working through that checklist, very important.
You run your own business. You will be, I'm interested to see how you expect to handle it once Super Cool Baby arrives. What do you think is going to be easier? What do you think is going to be harder because you're not leaving a very traditional job like you used to have?
You know, this is a tough one. It's the thing that keeps me up at night, not the parenting duties. Entrepreneurs, it does not matter the gender, are really concerned about losing clients, to be very frank. And we're worried about the fact that if we're out of our faces, out of the sight of our clients, that maybe our clients won't understand or return back to us. So what a lot of entrepreneurs, including myself, are thinking of doing is modified flexible work programs. And this first occurred to me early in the pregnancy, where I thought, oh, you know what, I'm going to have to figure out a way to get back into it, but still be able to be a mom. Mm. And that means flexibility. It means potentially using a co-working space that maybe has a child care center right on site. I've been touring those, by the way.
Yeah.
Where you are allowed to bring your infant, as long as they're 6 weeks old, to the space. And you will have a professional child care provider there to look after your babe while you are working away. But I think non-traditional options for entrepreneurs are really the answer here. Unless you have the benefit of a partner that can step in, and I'm referring not to your intimate partner, I'm referring to your business partner, who can really step in and carry the load while you're gone. Needless to say, I think it's really hard for entrepreneurs to step out fully. If they do, there's financial implications, and there's career implications, and there's client implications. So non-traditional solutions are really what I'm looking at.
One of the things that gives me great pride as a Canadian is the both the rights and the practices that we have around parental leave in this country. I used to live in the U.S. It is such a different world there. While we haven't got it perfect, we've got it pretty good. What would be sort of the two or three things that you would say that it's important for parents to know about their rights as they head into this next chapter?
It's very important to know that as a new parent, you are entitled to have your job back, whether you take a 12 or an 18-month leave. And again, just flagging for everybody that 18-month leave is still fairly new in Canada, and some employers are still adjusting. However, it is a fundamental right for any parent to go back into the workplace and have their job made available to them. Sometimes the job changes a little bit while you're away. You know, 12 or 18 months can be a long time, and things might shift, but the employer does have to hold that position. The second piece of information I think is really important is if a parent or soon-to-be parent has worked typically over 600 hours in the previous year, they are entitled to the employment insurance benefits, which we talked about. That's that payment that you get every single week. But here's the catch. You as a parent need to apply for that benefit. Mm. And you need to file your taxes in order to get that benefit. So make sure that you're caught up on your taxes and make sure that you're applying. The holding of the position and keeping that secure and the entitlement to the employment insurance benefits, those are rights that Canadian workers and new parents have. So I would flag those two as probably the most important.
I'd add one from experience, and that is the universal right to wear concealer in public, because I needed it so desperately for all those sleepless nights. Leslie Ann, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Bruce.
And best of luck with this next chapter. I am so, so excited for you.
Thank you.